Okay, you're handled "see you later" after a home run hit. Did that come from Jack?
No, it didn't. Actually, that cable network with the Cardinals was, I thought I had a job for 3 years. That cable network was supposed to be on the air for 3 years before it turned to profit. And Anheuser-Busch was prepared to lose $20 million in those 3 years to get that thing turned around. Well, guess what? They lost almost all of it in the first year. And right before the baseball season in 1985, they took that cable network off the air. So suddenly I don't have my Major League Baseball job. The Cardinals let me do a few radio games here and there that year. And then in 1986, I managed to land a TV job with the Texas Rangers. So I worked for them 86 to 89 for those four seasons. That's where See You Later got started. That team had a lot of home run hitters on it. Pete Incaviglia, who played at OSU, never a day in the minor leagues, went right to the major leagues. We had Larry Parrish, a big, strong third baseman, hit a lot of homers. Pete O'Brien, a former Tulsa driller, sweet swing, a lot of home runs. We had five or six guys on that team who could hit the ball out of the ballpark. And I don't really consciously remember how it got started, but one of those guys would hit a homer and I'd go, "See you later." And the fans seemed to like it. Nobody else was really saying that. And so I used it for a number of years. But then in 1988, along with my Rangers job, I went to work for ESPN. And then they got baseball in 1990. Well, I thought it wasn't a good call for network TV, so I never used "See You Later" for network TV, but I continued to do it on the Ranger games, and then I did it when I went back to the Cardinals in 95. Well, at the trading deadline in 1997, Mark McGwire gets traded to the Cardinals from the Oakland Athletics. Mark's hitting home runs that are in the air longer than anything I've ever seen before. He hits some low-line drives out of the ballpark, but his home runs were so high and so majestic. If I said, "See you later," that ball would still be halfway to center field or halfway to left field. So the ball was in the air for so long, I was like, "See you later." And by then, the ball was coming down, and that's how that whole thing evolved. Because I had a guy from Anheuser-Busch come up to me, Steve Uline, who I was working for. He was our executive producer. And he said, I really like that. Keep doing that. He said, I think that'll catch on with the fans. And I said, okay, man, you know, whatever I can do to ingratiate myself to the fans. You know, I'm a local boy. I grew up here. And so that's how the whole drawn out "See You Later" thing. And over my 20 years in D.C., the fans seemed to really respond to it. And in fact, you know, on that Saturday afternoon last September, when they gave me my retirement ceremony, they called it "See You Later Day" at Nationals Park, and they put out T-shirts. They gave me a crystal microphone on the base that said "See You Later." They gave me a big frame jersey. Everything they gave me had "See You Later" on it.
And look at the contact on this one. Oh, deep left center. See you later. Number 19. RBIs 53 in 54.
Nothing like a backside James Wood homer at 110. And we got a topper.
And so it kind of took on a life of its own.
And didn't they name the booth Bob Carpenter Booth?
I don't think they're actually calling it that, but my name is under the booth. It just says Bob Carpenter with a microphone. And I've only seen it for one day. You know, the next day was the end of the season. And then on that Monday, Debbie and I flew home. I went back to the ballpark in October for that ceremony I told you about at the National Press Club. And I never, it's weird. Sometimes I amaze myself how scatterbrained I am. I didn't even walk into the ballpark and like go out on the field and look up to the booth to see my name. I thought about it on the flight home. I'm like, you knucklehead, your name's up on the stadium. You didn't even go in there to see it. So I guess maybe I'll take a glance or two at it this weekend.
Absolutely.